You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense, stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.AB.ca. From the Emerald City Spectrum, beat reporter for the Seahawks joins us. Corbin, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Corbin, this is a huge game tonight, man. When you look, you got the Seahawks and the Rams. It's always a big game, but when you look at the standings, like this is a massive game. It really could decide who wins that division.
Yeah, this game, I think it carries a ton of weight for both teams, but especially for the Seahawks, because they still have the looming road game coming up in week 18 against the 49ers. And 49ers only a game behind both the Rams and the Seahawks. So this game is important for both, but I think especially for Seattle to try to get that foothold on this division that has turned into an absolute gauntlet.
Well, you look at like this matchup tonight. Both teams have been pretty good defensively. You know, the Rams got some big-name guys offensively. I think Seattle's offense has shown it can be very good at times, but then others, it struggled. Now, against the Rams the last time, it wasn't very good. What do the Seahawks have to do differently offensively tonight, do you feel, to have success?
I don't want to make it sound cliche, but not turning the ball over four times would be a really good start for Sam Darnold. I thought late in the game he started to find himself a little bit, throwing the ball to the running backs, getting some of the short dump-offs, and they were able to get a touchdown drive late, and then he marched them very close to a game-winning field goal, just didn't get quite enough yardage, and Jason Myers couldn't connect on the 61-yarder. But you take out one or two of those interceptions, you finish better in the red zone. They were 1-for-4 getting touchdowns inside the opposing 20. You convert on one more of those in the end zone, they win that game. So I don't necessarily think they have to reinvent the wheel, but it comes down to being better with situational football and taking care of the football. And a lot of that is going to fall on Sam Darnold's shoulders to go out today and play within himself, stay aggressive, but make smart decisions. If he's able to do that, then Seattle's definitely got a shot to win this one.
What do you make of the difference for the Seahawks defense with no Davante Adams? Especially, got to think their red zone defense. That's a it's a big boost. He's been their go-to guy. How are they going to defend them different in the red zone?
I think you might see a little bit more emphasis on having somebody that's available to bracket on Puka Nacua. But I really think the biggest difference not having Adams in this game, it takes away one of the few guys that has a lot of downfield juice for this passing game. Puka Nacua does a lot of his damage in the intermediate part of the field, creating after the catch, breaking tackles, being a volume pass catcher. And they also have another receiver in Jordan Whittington, who is more like a running back at receiver, and he's a jitterbug. He creates after the catch as well. But Davante Adams is the guy that can still, even at this stage of his career, do some damage down the field, down the seam, working down the numbers. And that makes it a little easier for Seattle to be able to play tighter coverage and not have to be quite as concerned about Matthew Stafford hitting on one of those plays downfield. So it certainly helps in the red zone, but I think it changes up a little bit how you try to defend this passing game that's going to be more predicated on that short to intermediate and trying to create after the catch.
You look at Darnold, and you know, because a lot of people, based on last year's playoffs in Minnesota and the game against the Rams, are, oh, he's not going to come through in a big game. How important do you think that is for his psyche to have a good performance tonight?
Oh, I think it's certainly important against this opponent, because I don't buy the idea that he hasn't played well in big games, because there's been some look at the Houston Texans, for example. There's a lot of people that think the Texans have the best defense in the NFL, including over the Seahawks. And Sam Darnold and the Seahawks had some turnovers that game, but they still put up 27 points. And they threw for a bunch of yardage, had several touchdown passes. Jackson Smith and Jigba had a big game. So it's not like he hasn't been capable of playing well in these type of situations. He played really well at Lambeau Field last year as well. So he's played well in big games. It has been this one opponent that has been his kryptonite. Can he find a way to overcome that? And I think if he could just have a decent game against this team, that would be a really good stepping stone for him. And the Seahawks almost won with him playing poorly, so that gives him a better chance to win as well. So he can't go into this game putting too much pressure on himself. He's got to play within himself and play smart football while still doing what he does well, getting the ball downfield and being aggressive. There's a balancing act there, and the Seahawks have to make sure that he is equipped schematically to be able to do that this game.
When you look at the Seahawks offense, do you see an area they're going to want to try to attack on this Rams defense tonight?
I think you get the ball to your running backs in the passing game. I think the linebackers, Nate Landman and Spates, those two guys have been solid but not great in coverage. And Seattle, again, late in the game in SoFi, they were able to get the ball moving in that final quarter by dumping it off to their running backs and using their tight ends. I think distributing the ball to your secondary receivers is going to open up some of those downfield plays in the passing game and taking advantage of the linebackers, stretch them out. I think that opens up your run game too. So different than some games where you feel like really going attack mode, getting it to JSN, Rashid Shaheed, I think that comes if you can get some of your other playmakers the football in the quick passing game and loosen things up a little bit.
You mentioned how important this game is for the Seahawks and the standings, right? You look at the NFC, man, it's like murderer's row. The 49ers, the Seahawks, the Rams, you got the Bears are a pretty good team, the Packers, although that Mika Parsons injury might derail them a little bit. And then you got the Eagles. I'm just curious, like, are the Eagles just kind of lying in the weeds here?
I don't think so. That does not look like the same team, anywhere close to the same team that we saw win it all last year. They haven't been near as effective running the ball. Teams have been able to exploit Jalen Hurts for his flaws as a passer. He has not been as involved in the passing or the running game for them. And their defense is great. I just don't know that they have the offense this year to be able to do it. I think the NFC West, whoever wins this division should absolutely be the favorite. And I would even say whoever gets a wild card, Seattle has been darn good on the road. They might think they can go on a run on road games in the postseason. It feels like the teams run in this division, the NFC best.
Yeah. Awesome, Corbin. Enjoy the game tonight. I know the place is going to be rocking and should be a lot of fun. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
There you go.